online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Iran's deputy foreign minister is warning the US could be dragged into another Vietnam-type war which they can't win. Donald Trump hasn't ruled out a land invasion of the country or Karg Island, which is its main oil terminal. Saeed Khatibzadeh has spoken exclusively to our international affairs editor Dominic Waghorn in Tehran.
Just read what happened in Vietnam.
You're saying it could be a quagmire for the Americans?
I say that, you know, I hope that, you know, wisdom prevailed and, you know, diplomacy prevails on the other side. They understand that those who drag them into this, you know, war can drag them into also a quagmire.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is promising £53 million worth of support to vulnerable heating oil customers as energy prices soar due to the Middle East conflict. Sir Keir Starmer also says the UK is working with allies on a plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, but will not be drawn into a wider war. A nursery worker who abused toddlers in Bristol as young as two has been jailed for 24 years. Prosecutor Virginia Cornwall described the case involving 30-year-old Nathan Bennett as every parent's nightmare. A sixth form pupil and a student have died following a meningitis outbreak in Kent. The year 13 pupil went to Queen Elizabeth's Grammar School in Faversham. Head teacher Amelia McElroy's paid tribute to Juliet.
Her humour and her positivity were captivating. She was a genuinely caring and attentive listener, a true friend who listened with warmth, respect and sincere interest to her peers and to our staff.
Hummus and alcohol-free beer are among the new items being used to track UK inflation. The Office for National Statistics says the changes reflect healthier lifestyles. And Chelsea have been fined just under £11 million for historical breaches of financial rules. The club's also been given a one-year transfer ban, suspended for 2 years. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Classic hits from the 70s.
It's the 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Some great tunes there on the Gold Kite, but now we're in the 1970s.
Still here with me.
Red Kite Radio.
Real local radio.
Welcome along to the show. We have the 70s Rewind. It says what we do, the 70s are rewound. And hi, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And not been too nice a day, has it? But we'll try and cheer you up with some great music. And a couple of tracks from the Invictus record label, which was formed by Holland Dozier and Holland. And it was the chairman of the board we just heard there with Give Me Just a Little More Time. Seems a strange request when we've only started, but the time does fly. And we started off with Freda Payne and Band of Gold, her big number one. And 1970 for that one. And the chairman of the board was their debut hit, got to number three in 1970 as well. And here's something different then, let's slow it down a bit.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, not a soul he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was Hazy Cosmic Jive. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children use it, let the children use it, let all the children do get.
far out, so you heard him too. Switch on the TV, we may pick him up on channel 2. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in tight. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told us, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children boogie.
Monday night is 70s night on Red Kite Radio with Donald McFarlane.
I'm sorry, but I'm not home.
I'm so sorry,
don't believe me.
bit of a sad song, wasn't it? But still very popular. I've got to number six for Paul Evans. Hello, this is Joni, in brackets, the telephone answering machine song. Entered the charts in December 1978. And it's a bit ironic, really, that Paul Evans had quite a few songs he wrote were hits for other people. But the only two hits he had were sort of novelty acts. And I don't know, you might not remember this. You're probably not as old as me. But Paul Evans also had a hit in the 50s with Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Back Seat. And that was as Paul Evans and the Curls. And he wrote that one. It was a big hit for a lot of other UK artists in the 50s, but there you go. And we started off with David Bowie, and Starman, his debut hit, got to number 10 in the summer of 1972. Time for a quick break, time for a quick drink, and then after the break, we'll be back with Andy Williams.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
So much more than you bargain for.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargain for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits in Haddenham.
Red Kite Radio.
Dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? Just melt against my skin. Forget all the others. It's nice to be like this, cheek to cheek, in the old-fashioned way. It's funny, but I have the feeling that we're dancing as our parents used to do. Well, maybe they weren't wrong. The world changes. Love stays. Dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? And we'll discover eyes we never knew before if we just close our eyes and dance around the floor. That gay, old-fashioned way that makes me love you more.
If you'll remember that one, Charles Aznavour and the Old Fashioned Way. That was his debut hit in the UK from 1973, and it reached number 38. And talk about one extreme to the other. In 1974, he would release She, which would give him a big number one and his final hit of the 1970s. Before that, Andy Williams, he was around in the 50s, 60s and the 70s, wasn't he? Very successful. And that was one of his top 10 hits from the 70s. Got to number 7, Home Loving Man in 1970. Wow, couple of great tracks. Oh, here's a nice track. Got a bit of history about this one for you as well.
Going back
to
a simpler place. rather live in his word than live without him in mind. But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, So he pined all his hopes, and even sold his old car, bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said he would. Oh, no, he's leaving. On that midnight train to Georgia.
On that midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Take that ride.
Ooh.
Yes, it's gonna be right
yeah.
by his side.
Not gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh,
Radio.
Don't let my glad expression
interesting story about that track as well. Spikey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown. And it was their first hit of the 70s decade and a big number one in 1970. And it came about, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles were on about splitting up because they weren't having many hits. And then somebody in the UK at the Motown record label decided to issue that track off of an album and release it. Now, as I say, the rest is history. And they stayed together for a little bit longer, but in the end they did break up. And before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips on their Midnight Train to Georgia. Interesting tale about that one. It entered the charts in 1976 for Gladys Knight and got to number 10. But originally it was written by Jim Weatherly, and he wrote a couple of tracks for Gladys Knight, and she had a few of hits with him. And he wrote this Midnight Train to Georgia, and it's very much like a folk sort of country song when he wrote it. And it was actually written about Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett, who were good friends of his. And Farrah rang him up one night, said she couldn't get hold of Lee, but she decided she wanted to go home for a couple of weeks to her mother's, and would he give her a lift to the airport? And that was basically how the song came about. And it started off as the Midnight Plane to Houston. And the song was given to Sissy Houston to do it. And she did it like a sort of more disco-fied sort of version, but not like the version we've got from Gladys Knight. And for some reason, the record company didn't promote it. But it was actually Sissy Houston, if I remember rightly, that changed it to the Midnight Train to Georgia. Now, a little bit of history for you. After all that talking, I'm going for a break. And after the break, we'll have a couple of reggae tracks for you.
Bye. Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
And the winner is...
And the winner is...
And the winner is...
Your business being heard on the radio.
Become a real winner by advertising your products and services with a memorable campaign here on Red Kite Radio. Radio advertising's ear-catching, affordable and effective. It's the ideal way to get your business noticed, so find out more today. For details, click on redkiteradio.com, then advertise.
Get ready to turn back the clock every Tuesday night from 7pm with the 90s Rewind Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From Britpop to dance anthems, from R&B jams to alternative rock, I've got your favourite 90s anthems covered. Relive the magic of a decade that defined music, culture and style. Join us for the ultimate throwback every Tuesday at 7pm on Red Kite Radio 107.2. It's the ultimate blast from the past, don't miss it.
Red Kite Radio, free time.
Free time.
Red Kite Radio is your community radio station, and our sole reason to be here is to play classic hits for Tame and Haddenham and the surrounding villages and provide community news and information. We're a not-for-profit organisation and our station is manned by volunteers. We're always looking for new volunteers to support with admin tasks, reading or collecting the news and weather, and going to local events to promote the station. So if you have some time to spare, get in touch. We have a lot of fun and we love Tame, Haddenham and the villages. Contact at redkiteradio.com is our email address. That's contact at redkiteradio.com.
For Tame, Haddenham and Alswick.
Red Kite Radio.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall. Lay it soft upon my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right. Yesterday's day and gone, and tomorrow is is out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Radio.
Real local radio.
Thank you.
She had a couple of hits in the 1970s. Susan Cadogan and Hurt So Good. That was her debut hit, got to number four in 75. She followed it up with a track called Love Me Baby, also in 75. Got to number 22. Quite like that one. But unfortunately, it wasn't in the record library, so we couldn't play it tonight. But we'll see what we can do about that for the future. And before that, John Holt. And it was only hit in the 70s from 1974. His version of Help Me Make It Through the Night. Top 10 hit for him, got to number 6.
Pockets clean. All his goods are sold again. His words as good as gold again. Says if you see Jean now, ask her please to pity me. Jean and I, we moved along since the day down in the hollow, when the mind went drifting on.
bit of rock there. Bad Company, their debut hit, got to number 15. It's also their biggest hit, Can't Get Enough, from 1974. They had two hits in 75, Good Loving Gone Bad and Feel Like Making Love. And we also had before that Manfred Mann's Earth Band and Davies on the Road Again. That was their final hit of the 70s and came from 1978. And one of their biggest hits got to number six, as did their previous hit in 1976, Blinded by the Light. And they sort of changed identity a bit, didn't they, there, from all their 60s stuff. Anyhow, look at that. Almost come to the top of the hour, but don't worry, we'll be back with another hour of the 70s rewind. Don't you go anywhere.
Of my love, you get the best of my love. 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.